In this next report, the word insightful does not do justice to the loads of information and knowledge shared at an event organized to train journalists and budding ones on the need to keep up with latest trends in the journalism profession. The one-day training titled Skill Up, a Journalism Workshop, was organized by broadcast journalist and Inspiration FM acting head of news, Ima Dem, in collaboration with the Nigeria Association of Women Journalists, Akwaibom State Chapter, and Inspiration FM. The training brought to the fore and unearthed salient issues pertaining to the journalism profession, which most people in the space are unaware of, but are critical factors needed to stand out in the profession in the 21st century. Speaking on the topic, Building Tenacity in Journalism, award-winning journalist and best-selling author Anyete Usen harped on the need for personnel in the field to exude hard work and remain focused on the job. Reeling out his experiences over the years, the veteran noted that the journalism profession has depth that must be excavated, but can only be possible if journalists have passion for the job.
And so this is all about determination. And nobody's going to look at their ability. What they care about is the value you will add to them, make them look good. And all of you have talent. Like I said, nobody ever taught me. What did I do? Well, reading. Readers are readers. You need to read. Read about the lives of people that have made it. Even if they don't look like you, there'll be a sentence or two in their book that inspire you and turn your life around. But for this profession, is a profession of hard work. No room for lazy people.
Meanwhile, Niger State-based journalist Justina Ashishana, who joined the training virtually, exposed the attendees to the evolution of the profession and why journalists must stay relevant in the field by investing in some digital skills. She maintained that investing in some of these basic skills will open a variety of opportunities for journalists and make them stand out in the profession.
Journalism is fast changing to the digital age. What you know today might not be what you need tomorrow. So we need to really upgrade ourselves. We need basic technology skills. As a journalist, know every social media platform, what it takes to operate in it, what need for each platform. These are what you can invest in. As a journalist, you always interview. So if you know how to interview right, the tools to interview. There are a lot of tools now that just interview and transcribes for you. So when you have knowledge of this, you know that it makes interviewing easy. So what else do you need is mobile journalism skills. Our mobile phone is now like a working tool. Invest in it. A lot of mobile applications are there.
Other speakers at the event include Akwaibom State Award Chairperson Uduak Ekong, who emphasized that female journalists must try to inspire young girls by telling stories of women who have excelled in their career irrespective of gender and against stereotypes. Another resource person and media career development specialist Lekan Otufoduri, who also spoke virtually, elaborated the countless streams of income opportunities available for journalists if they take their work seriously and keep up with the evolution in the media. Meanwhile, students who participated in the event expressed their thoughts on the training, mentioning that it was eye-opening. Take a listen.
I'm really thankful that I did not have to miss this for anything. I want to go back and sit back and just think about some of these things again and then put them to use.
I found it really interesting. Right from the start to the very end, it broadened my mind to newer things and exposed me to the ones that I knew before.
My mind was really open to learning a lot, and I have learned even more than I actually thought I'd learn. And I'm going to go back home and probably calm down and think about everything I've learned and plan towards the future.
This is the first kind of journalism training I've attended, and I must say it was really worth it.
It was so good, it shouldn't have been free. That's all I have to say.
Our correspondent reports that the training was a step down of the Female Reporters Leadership Program of the Wale Soyinka Center for Investigative Journalism.